Chapter 4. Sloane O'Malley held her phone, staring at the caller ID while it rang. There was no name next to the number, but there didn't have to be. She knew who it was. Kerrigan. Her thumb hovered over the end call button, but she couldn't do that any more than she could answer it. Some days she wished she could see things as black and white as her father did. To him, Kerrigan had betrayed the family by dodging her forced marriage to Dmitry Romanov and falling in love with James Halloran instead. She did the most unforgivable thing of all, daring to choose a man over her family. To Seamus O'Malley, Kerrigan was dead and gone the second she walked out the door. He'd done what passed for mourning for a few days, and then to all appearances, it was business as usual. Though he hadn't mentioned marriage where Sloane was concerned. 6 months of waiting for the sword to fall. Would she have to take Kerrigan's place to secure an alliance with the Romanovs? And Sloane was just plain exhausted. But her father hadn't even breathed the word marriage, to Dmitry or otherwise, and she suspected she had Kerrigan to thank for the reprieve. Sloane set her phone aside, where it finally stopped ringing, and sent her sister to voicemail. They hadn't talked since she'd walked out of the house, leaving the rest of them to fend for themselves while she pursued her happiness. Sloane was a terrible person for judging her for that, but she couldn't seem to stop. Maybe if Kerrigan's happiness had been tied up in anyone other than a Halloran, it would have been easier to stomach. Maybe. She still didn't understand. There were millions of men out there in the world, none of which was responsible, directly or otherwise, for the death of Devlin. Why couldn't her sister have fallen in love with one of them? That, at least, would be understandable. Sloane left her phone on her dresser and slipped on her shoes. She had to get out of this house, which had started to feel a whole lot like a tomb. Her siblings were dropping off one by one. Even those who hadn't left felt like they had a foot out the door. They're all going to leave me. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it will happen. Killian didn't chafe at the bit of familial responsibility, but he was half the man he used to be. Their father saw it as his growing up, but Sloane knew better. Part of the thing inside him that had been so vital and full of life.